the money, of the loan that they lent him. Proof is, he offered it to all his clients, even the one who paid him later. One exception to this rule would be if it would be a very expensive item. The mashal that the place can bring down is someone's buying a house on Alaniyah, what they call it in Israel, or, you know, a pre-sale house. So if you're driving down the road and you see, you know, phase one for sale now. So all these people who are selling, you know, pre-sale houses, they're always desperate for cash. They work with huge numbers, with huge volume. They always need money. So even though they might put up a sign, you know, this house selling now for 2999, whatever, 300,000 pounds. And had it been built, it would have been sold for a higher price, like 350,000. The reason why they are being moizel, they're selling it cheaper, because they need cash flow now. So even though you only pay 10% now when you sign up, or 20 or whatever, every month a little bit of payment, the only reason why they're giving you a discount, because they need cash flow now. They cannot wait 2 years till they finish building, you know, 25 houses and then start selling it. It is very clear the reason why you're getting a discount, because you are lending them money now. So if it would be a very expensive product and they only want 10-20% now, and the rest, you know, when the house is ready, it's still going to be also. It's a point that should be thought about. The only reason why they're getting a cheaper price is because of the halva, or the money that they don't call it halva, they call it a sale. But effectively, Chazal say this is called halva because the house is not ready. They're not giving you yet the house. That would be very helpful. If you had this, there may be ways to get around it. You know, they could be marketing you the land, and you know, you're only buying whatever it's worth now. The easiest way for these kind of things to get Heter Iska, anyways, there's so many contracts you're signing when you buy one of these houses. So stick in a standard Heter Iska, it should be okay. Now, another Heter is called Schirs. If someone is not receiving a product in return, so say it's not a can of Coke or a bottle of milk that he's going to be receiving in a month's time, rather it's just the usage of an item. So whether it's usage of a house, or of a service, or any of those, and I'll explain, is going to be mutter. So family camps, they often say, you know, if anyone who pays before gets it for a cheaper price. And the reason is very, very clear, because they have to pay their supplier for the rental to secure the ground. They, again, cash flow, but it's still going to be mutter, because you're not buying anything. You're not getting anything that you walk home with. You know, you're not gonna take home the mattress when you finish. It's just the right to use a premises. Or similar to this, if someone's gonna do a job for you, someone's gonna paint your house. So you say, summer holiday, I'm going away with all my children. I want you to come in and paint my house. I can pay you now, a month before summer holidays, and maybe even a cheaper price, because you're not giving me anything. Let's leave out, you know, the paint or whatever he's gonna be leaving you at. The main reason why you're paying him is not for the paint that he's buying for you. The bulk of the payment is going for the service he's going to paint your house. So if, as long as you sign a contract with him, a binding contract that you cannot back out, it would be mutter to be maizu. So the svara is a bit complicated, but what the svara that the place can say is because whatever you're going to be receiving then, meaning the service that he's offering you, is really already here now. It's just he hasn't yet done it for you. But you're in contract, he's meshubin, he's mechuyev to come in a month's time, paint your house. So it's already here now, so therefore the chayv is already here. We don't view it that you're lending him money. Rather, you already owe him the money. But anywhere where it's going to be a schiras, Pesach hotels, family camps, services, all these things, they wouldn't be a problem of psika.
Even a concert ticket or something like that, you get a cheaper price if you pay now. What are you getting in return?
Yes, so that would be a very good example. A different example where they bring is somebody who pays every single month mikvah. So if you pay every single day, it costs you £2 to go in. If you pay at the beginning of the month, it costs you £1 to go in. Now, it would have been answered. Most people are paying a monthly, you know, mikveh thing, because they go every single day, and it works out cheaper for them. It's mutter because they're not giving anything. You're not allowed to take home towels from the mikveh. It's just the right to use the water, right to use the towels or whatever. So you're not buying anything. It'll be called schir's karka. There's no problem to get a cheaper price. This is the basics of psika. I do want to address two points that were brought up. I'm not sure myself, you know, I'm happy to hear the svaras, because the poiskim themselves, is a bit of a confusion amongst the poiskim how to address this point. Some say mutter, some say aser. I'll just present the svaras over here, and I'm happy to hear, you know, what I will say. The first point is regarding to newspapers. That's what you mentioned last week. magazines, people who subscribe for all these things, they pay up front beginning of the year, and they tend to get a cheaper price. So let's take for example, I don't want to emphasize any certain specific magazine up here, the AMI magazine. So if you look over there, it says, I'll tell you over here the reason why I'm using AMI magazine in a second. The AMI magazine says over there, if you buy in the newsstand in New York, in the tri-state area, they charge $7 every single issue. But if you pay an annual annual subscription, they charge you $300 for the year.
Yeah.
And you get 52 issues, which works out to be $5.75, which is just under 20% discount on every single issue. So according to what we were speaking of here, it should have been usher. Because they don't yet have next week's issue printed, or for sure not a 6 months time. I mean, I hope they don't have 6 months time issues right now. There's no clear price because you are getting it cheaper. You're not able to buy it now. So what's their head to do this kind of thing?
In this clip, it's a bit different maybe because they're buying direct. If you go to buy a normal shop, they 20%, they charge what they get 20% profit. You're buying it direct.
That would be a good point for the loiver. They are allowed to do it. Why is the person who's giving the money allowed to? He's doing it because he's anyways going to buy it every single week, so might as well but get it for 20% discount. That wouldn't be enough to be matter in Gans. It would be enough to be matter for the loiver. The Paiskin do bring down a svara because
how does Tesco actually get all the money from them? If Tesco's not a Jewish supermarket, how does it get all the money?
No, we're speaking about the Jewish, AMI magazine, one of those that they are actually giving to you cheaper, and it would seem to be because they need cash flow, and that's why they're going to be Moisel. The Paiskin do say a svara. The reason why they give it cheaper, not because they need so much cash flow. Rather, they want to be secure, they want to be guaranteed. There are at least, 10,000 people who ordered, so they're going to print 20,000 copies. At least 50% is already sold before they print this. There's another svara that they say because it's a different product, it's like a different package. It's like buying one can of Coke versus a 24-pack. Obviously, you're going to get it cheaper. So if you're buying an annual subscription, you're just buying it's a different product.
Although it's not printed yet.
Yeah. But the reason why they're not being Moisel, again, this is just as far as that the place can speak out. Although many contemporary Paiskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Ullman, a bunch of other things, they say if one signs up to one of these things, he should get a heter. It is a chumra de gepsak. I'm just bringing what the Paiskim say. It would probably boil down to which publication you use, which one you're signing up, because different ones offer a little bit different things. The reason why I use the Moshul, the AMI magazine, I actually called them up last night when I was preparing this year, and they told me by then you either pay $2.99 for the year or pay every single month $24.99, which is exactly the same price. So by them, definitely no problem because they are not doing it because you're giving them in advance $300. Rather, they actually offer you could pay every single month, and once you're paying it, just
for 3 weeks.
Yeah. So by them, they offer the option. They told me most people don't take the monthly payment; they just pay the year's pay. But as long as they offer the option, it's going to be mutter. Again, it will probably depend the reasoning why one is going to be doing it. There is one other point that was brought up last week is about airline tickets. So, back in the day, say 10, 15 years ago, when airline tickets were still sold through travel agents, the prices were very interesting. It used to go up and down. Maybe some are still... Sorry. But very often, you used to buy 2-3 days before the flight. It was cheaper than buying it a month before. That we're not talking about that. Today, recently, there's much more transparency in airline tickets, and it's 99% of the time, nearly always, if you're buying it, the nearer you are to the flight, the more the price goes up. There's more seats sold, and the price is going to go up. If you're buying a ticket 6 months in advance, you're always going to get it cheaper than buying it a day before. Now, the reason why they are selling it cheaper, we have to find out what their pricing structure is based on. There are flights that they know they're guaranteed is going to sell out. Let's say there's one flight from Manchester to Tel Aviv and Erev Sukkot. They know 6 months in advance when they start selling tickets, this flight is going to be fully sold, fully booked, fully sold. This every single seat is going to be taken. Nevertheless, people who have booked this ticket 6 months in advance will obviously get a cheap price. Someone who comes the night before and say, I want to go tomorrow morning. So what's the heter? Or what meaning more, what's the reason why they are selling it cheaper upfront? I would have thought, because again, the airline needs cash flow. So they sell